Hello, my beautiful people, and welcome to Up Level Together podcast, place to up level in every aspect of your life, from personal development to mindset and spirituality to business tips and relationships building. We bring you best interviews, tools, and inspiration where one episode can change your whole life. Here's your host, Jasna Borza. Hello, my beautiful people, and welcome to yet another edition of the Up Level Together podcast. Boy, oh boy, are we all in for a treat today. I love these conversations. I love when you listen to them, when you get a nugget out. I love when you tag me. I love when you share it. And I always love hearing your feedback about these conversations. So today, I bring you an interesting, fascinating, incredible conversation with Kat Golden. Kat is a good friend of mine, and she's a founder at Nine Lives Health and Mind. She is this brilliant, fierce human who just is so unapologetic and is creating a huge revolution for nurses in our country. So she is a founder, again, at Nine Lives Health and Mind, which is kind of a placeholder for this movement for nurses. She helps nurses find purpose, presence, and balance. She's a nurse herself, and she started noticing something was off in the nursing industry. The nurses were really feeling depleted and not very happy at all. So her campaign is about Nurses Inspire Nurses, where the focus is on raising the energetic vibration of the workplace and being an inspiration to our fellow nurses. So basically, inviting nurses to take charge of their own lives and to create their own schedule, to create their own lives, to leap and live a life by design. And not only is she doing that through coaching and mentorship for the nurses, she also created an incredible online shop where she's selling amazing products. So we talked about the state of the, the lives of nurses in our country, why they struggle so much, why she started this movement. And also we talk about business and purpose. And we talk about her, being extremely successful as an entrepreneur and what it takes to actually sell products and sell mentorship and to be successful as she is today. I have loved this conversation, and I know that you will as well. So without further ado, here's Kat Golden. Hello, my beautiful human, Kat. Welcome to Up Level Together podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's such a joy. I mean, you are just one of those people that it's difficult to ignore and just difficult not to love. And I know this conversation is just going to be absolutely miraculous. So can you hear me well?
Yeah.
I'm getting some background sound. That's probably on my side. So, those beautiful eyes, I love them. I want to tell everyone that Kat literally changed my life with one thing, with an eyeliner she gave me. I was complaining about the eyeliners, and she gave me her own eyeliner. God bless you, and I'll never forget it. And you've changed my life. So thank you, girl. That's true, but those eyes, and I'm just telling you. So we're going to cover so many different things because I think you are such a resourceful, multifaceted human, and I want to talk about so many different things. But let's start by talking about this movement of nurses inspiring nurses. You have literally single-handedly created a movement. You are a nurse yourself. So why start this company and why start the movement? What's the impetus behind it?
Yeah, I guess I've never been one to like sit back and just not do something. And when I saw a need, I couldn't not do something about it, is the honest truth. And I just noticed that a lot of nurses were really tired. They were really worn out, and everyone was honestly complaining, and I was complaining, and I didn't want to be that person. I was like, we're better than this. Like, why are we complaining? And what I realized was that we were basically looking for someone else, like our hospital system, our managers, to fix a lot of issues that I believed we could make better if we all, you know, worked together and supported each other. So I was just like, let's do something about it.
I love that. And, you know, it's interesting. When I was growing up being in a, you know, I studied to be a nurse. I worked at a hospital.
I didn't know that.
You did not know that. I used to change catheters and inject people. Yeah, that was 20 years ago. I feel like such an old fart right now. But so when I was growing up, being a nurse and being a doctor was such a noble calling, right? And it was very rewarding. So what do you think happened in the last few decades to really, I think I can say this as a fact, that nurses and physicians are just so overworked and they're so tired. And I frankly don't think they're treated right.
Yeah, I think what I've really seen, and from being in the profession myself, I think we go into it because we really want to help people. And then once you get into it, you realize it's so much more than that. And you have to do all of these other things that aren't helping people. Then a lot of people don't want help. And so I think you go into it for one reason, and then it kind of turns into something else.
So I feel like every time, even entrepreneurship, so many of us get started.
Oh, 100%.
Right? We're like, I'm passionate. I love it. And all of a sudden, like, taxes, Facebook ads, kill me now.
So that's what I was going to say. It's the same. That's with any career, profession, whatever you decide to do.
So, you know, how you're still a nurse and you still do that. How do you show up and still, you know, stay true to that part and ignore the rest? I'm curious.
Well, so one thing I think I've done right, and this is what I help my mentees do now as part of my mentorship program, is really creating a schedule and a life they love. So this goes with anything, but I think we go to school and, you know, we're taught that everything has to be X, Y, and Z, and you have to do it this certain way. I've personally kind of always been a rule breaker, so I don't really do things the traditional way. And so I'm like, okay, I only want to work, like in nursing, they call it per diem or PRN, contract work. So I get my own insurance. I've done that for years. Then I left the hospital because I'm like, that's too stressful. I have other things I want to do. I'm going to do community nursing. Like, I've always kind of worked several different jobs, had multiple income streams, always pieced it together. Just because that's who I am, and I can handle some level of uncertainty. So I'm like, sure. I've made my schedule work for me versus doing what everyone else told me to do, if that makes sense.
Oh, that's brilliant. And I see that really see you empowering others to do that on a daily basis. So let's talk about the Nurses Inspire Nurses, right? Mm-hmm. The movement. Tell us what the movement is about and how is it that you support other nurses across the entire country?
Yeah, so really Nurses Inspire Nurses is that. It's about nurses helping each other instead of, like I mentioned, waiting for someone else. So the way I started that originally in Detroit was just hosting coffee talks and meetups and providing a safe place outside of the hospital to be like, hey, I'm not doing well. I need support. You know, where can we talk about these issues? And that is one thing I think unique to medicine is that a lot of people don't understand it. So it's not something you can just go home and talk to your boyfriend or husband about, because you have to like even explain the terminology. Like, they can't even, it's very hard if you don't work in the profession. And I saw that as a real need. So I was like, you know what, let's have these conversations. I'm going to start hosting events. And then now it's grown so much that now I have resources for people to do their own coffee talks and their own events all over the country. We have our first international one actually in September, but just providing a safe place for vulnerability and to be like, hey, I'm a nurse, but I need help too. So with the community events and then also our shop and merch is just a way to be like, hey, you know, it's kind of hard to complain and have a bad day when you're wearing something that says Nurses Inspire Nurses. Like, you really don't want to talk bad about people, right?
No, that's so true. So let's talk about just briefly, talk about what merchandise you're talking about. You have these amazing t-shirts and then candles and what else?
Yeah, like coffee tumblers, you know, badge holders that nurses wear, just little things as like an entry into our community and really saying like, I do want to hold myself to a higher standard. I do want to do better. I do want to inspire my coworkers.
Yeah. So it's almost as if you're prepping them and creating a foundation. So how they show up while they're in the position of serving others.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, so it's interesting as women historically. For me, I know I'm such a giver, I'm a nurturer, and we give and we support others. Like, we will drop everything. Kat, you call me, you need something, like, I'm there, right? And nurses do that. So that's the reason why they started got started in that profession. But where does the disconnect? How do we forget to really take care of ourselves? And where do you see that? What are you noticing? What themes do you observe in nurses specifically?
Yeah, I think I completely agree. It's very common in many helping professions, even like being a mom or a wife or just getting that joy and fulfillment from giving back. I think it's because we do receive so much joy from it. Like it actually does make us happy, right? So we want to do it. It's just that we don't know when to cut it off or we don't give ourselves that same thing we're giving everybody else. So that's to me really where the disconnect comes in. In my mentorship program specifically, I just had a big presentation, so I know the stats, but 84% of people that enter into my program rate their level of hobby and adventure below a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. So
Wow.
that tells me that many people, 84% of the people that are entering my program, and the reason they probably don't feel that great is because they're really not doing things to bring themselves joy. So that's kind of where we start. And even if you're listening to this, you can think about like, wow, do I know off the top of my head, like, what does bring me joy? What do I do for fun? When was the last time I've done that?
And I suppose that can be translated into other areas. I'm thinking
Oh,
right now, I'm
totally.
like, stay-at-home moms.
Yeah.
I did that for a few years where I'm like, who am I again? What do I enjoy?
Yeah.
What do I like? So it's really the reawakening the joy. Joy comes up in my interviews so often, because it's what we were talking about at the beginning of the conversation. It's why we get excited about things in the first place. Then the answer, what I'm hearing you say, if we're stuck, is to go back to the joy.
Yep.
I get excited about that. I love that. You know, one of the things that I so many things, that I love and respect about you. But it's one thing that we share and have in common so beautifully is the sense of community. I see you, and it's magnetic and it's beautiful. And you recently, I found out, I didn't know this at the time, that you actually started your tribe. You read the book, A Tribe Called Bliss by Laurie Harder, our mentor and our friend. And you started, you just got together with a group of women. I would love for you to tell us about that experience and why it was important for you to do that.
Yeah, I think again, like kind of, I think I'm naive, just to be honest. Like, I just really don't think about things not working out. Same thing when I started this movement. I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna do this thing, right? Like, of course it's gonna work out. So I would say I'm a little bit naive in a good way. And I think that we're just not made to do life alone. That's just the honest truth. And I know in order for myself, like for me to be successful, I have to be surrounded with community. It's why, we join masterminds or why I want to host coffee talks and support nurses. And so doing your own thing and being an entrepreneur is hard. It's you have to have community, I believe, to really be successful. And when I read the book, Lori's book, it didn't really dawn on me not to do it. Like I was just like, okay, so the book says you got to reach out to people and find your tribe. And so I just did what the book said, and we formed our tribe. And it was awkward at first. Like I was the connection, but they didn't all know each other. And so we were all kind of nervous and like, what the hell are we doing? And just, all the things. But it ended up being amazing, and I'm reminded every day like why we have to have community. I know, you've done an amazing job as well building community, but we have to have it as human beings. I think it just is our basic human need of belonging.
Oh my goodness, it is. Well, historically, think about the sitting in circles and having the sense of meaning that comes from the community. I think the greatest downfall right now is not having that in entrepreneurship, because so many of us are sitting in our, bedrooms or offices or cars, and we're like, I'm doing this, I'm building it, but it's freaking lonely. And I think that that's the beauty. That's I it's one of the greatest things that I can rely on, and I love that. That makes me really happy. So
watching you, we've been in a mastermind together, the Fast Foundations, of course. And you've always, you came in with a successful business, but holy Hannah, has it taken off. Like you are taking off. This is totally your year. It's beautiful to watch. What is your ingredient or the secret to your success? Because right now there are, you know, people listening who have an idea and they have the passion, struggling. So tell us the magic sauce, Kat.
I think, like I said, I think I'm just naive and I just go for it. But I think it's two part. I think it's one, I don't overthink and I just act. So like when I was thinking even about joining the mastermind, I'm like, yes, of course, I'm just going to do it. Like when I think about launching my coffee talks, like I didn't think, oh, is somebody going to come? I was just like, no, I'm going to do it. Like I kind of just do it. And then I worry about everything else later, which can get you in trouble. Sometimes it's messy, but overall you just have to act. And then the second part really is community. Like if we didn't, you know, being in the mastermind, it forces you to show up. That's why people need to join masterminds. You know, why you provide such amazing value, what my tribe does for me. Like if I tell them I'm going to do something and then in 2 weeks, I know I have to go report back. Like, I don't really want to say, oh yeah, I said I was going to do X, Y, and Z and I don't have anything done. You feel stupid, you know? So you're like, no, I got to do it.
Yeah. For me, some of the greatest insights have come into talking to someone from a completely different industry. I'm like, oh my God, I can do that in my own business. What? It creates such a fast track. That's the word I was looking for. So why do you think so many people struggle?
What I think is, and what I've seen from the people that I've worked with, is I think we're afraid to fail. Like, I think we're honestly just in our own heads. Like, what if this doesn't work out? What if I fail? What if I look stupid? And we're just worried about all these things and kind of letting things get in our way. Like, I keep going back to, I'm just kind of naive, but I'm just like, it will all work out. And nothing has gone how I've planned. Nothing. But it's still all worked out. And I know you can probably say the same thing, right? Like, if you just keep going, the only failure is quitting. That's what I believe.
Oh, this piece right here, we're going to cut out and then share later on. I love that. So if, you know, would your advice be just do it? Just fail often and do it. Just act. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. The only failure is quitting. And action breeds confidence. So as you act, you get more confident. It goes how you plan or not. And this is something I have all my mentees do. And it's part of my mentorship program, Leap, Take a Chance on Yourself. And that's why I have Leap and Leap, Plan, Live. And Leap is part of my motto, because action breeds confidence and it breeds clarity. So when you take action, you will learn something. It's not even a question. You will learn something.
And it always, I found, it's always the nugget after nugget after nugget. And even if it feels like if it's a series of unsuccessful nuggets according to us, every single one of those takes me exactly to where I want to be.
100%.
I love that. I love, love, love it. So you are actually someone that is very successful at selling actual services, which is what most of us are selling, but you sell so many actual products. I'm curious the difference between selling services or products. Which one is harder, easier? Is there a comparison? Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good question. I think I love having both personally. Like, I like different things about both. I just think regardless of if you're selling a product or service, authenticity is so important to me. Like, I cannot sell something that I'm not 100% aligned with. And when I don't feel 100% aligned, like, that to me is like really telling me something. Even like, for example, like Fast Foundations, like I can sell that and I have people join because I'm like, I believe in this so much. It's very authentic to me. I know you're the same, right? Like if you believe in something, it's just very natural and easy. And I, you know, was in network marketing in the past and had a blog and did a lot of different things before my business now. And it was never quite as authentic to me as what I'm doing now. So I would say, I honestly just think if if you're not aligned with something or you're having a hard time selling, I think you've got to go deeper. There's an underlying something going on there.
Okay, that's a really good answer. And I did not know you were in network marketing.
Yeah. Yep. I was in Isagenics. That's how I knew of Chris and Lori.
No, that is so incredible. You know, often, and you probably do not know this, but I was a spin instructor and a yoga teacher.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, well, you know, it was eons ago. But I feel like it's really important for people to hear that sometimes we may start a blog and a business and totally do it. And, you know, it may just be something in the process that, to get us to where we really want to go. But like, there's no, it's not wrong. It doesn't mean you picked wrong right away. It was perfect for the time being, right?
Yep. And it taught me so many skills. It taught me so many skills that I actually use now, and I was so used to selling, so it made it really easy when I was like, oh, now I have my own programs that I'm obsessed with, and that's easy for me to sell products, and it's really easy for me to sell services because I already had a ton of sales training.
So what is the basics? How do you approach selling? You know, one of the biggest, I just ran a visibility challenge for my audience, and the boy, oh boy, oh boy, the struggle when it comes to selling, the beliefs, it's sleazy, it's in my face, no one will buy, etc. We have all these stories. For me, I mean, you just literally touched upon it. If I believe in it, it's like, I have a cure for cancer. I want to tell everyone about it. That exciting. But I would love to hear how it is that you approach. Because one thing I've noticed, you take it a step further. You are relentless.
Yeah, I am.
I love it. So give me, you know, some of the things that you tell yourself or hacks that would be really useful to someone who's struggling to sell God-given services and gifts that they have.
Yeah. So I think, you know, I've invested a lot of time and money in myself, and I believe 10 out of 10 in what I'm doing. Like, it is my purpose on planet. And so I think about transformations I've received in my own life, like really small little moments, like that were actually really big, like reading Gabby Bernstein, The Universe Has Your Back, or like a couple times, like Lori's podcast that I listen to, Earn Your Happy, you know, like little things that really changed the, and kind of changed the course of my life, right? And I think about, what if Gabby was like, who's going to read my book? I don't want to sell a book. Like, it's not just about her. It's about everybody else that it's going to impact. And if I would say, you know, like, I don't really want to sell, like, who needs this mentorship program? Like, Nurses Inspire Nurses is cute, but like, I don't want to do it. It's not affecting me. It's affecting everybody else. And it's selfish, honestly. Like, think about our favorite movie or our favorite music. Like, what if your favorite musician was just like I was just listening to music. And what if they were just like, I'm not that good. I'm not going to do it.
What a great reframe. Keep going.
That's really just it. Like, I think it's selfish not to. And I've always been so strongly in what I'm doing because I think it's bigger than me. Like, I think it is my purpose here on this planet. And I believe that I'm guided, and it's not even about me. So I'm just kind of like, I'm just the vessel, you know? And actually, Lori mentioned that in a podcast. I was dying laughing because she was saying, you know, these ideas come to a ton of different people. It's just whoever's open to it and ready to run with it.
Oh, so my God.
If you have the idea, it's like your responsibility to do it.
My mic is falling apart because I'm flapping my arms too much. You're literally saying the things that I say every single time to all my clients. I know there was a reason why I love you so much. I'm like, we're so aligned on so many levels. It's so true. It is so true. And I think that the way you position and reframe it, that alone is absolutely mind-blowing and life-changing. So true. And right now, it's the time we're all awakening to the fact that, hey, I don't want to delegate my power to the next guru. Yep. I can do this. And there's this aha moment that I can be the channel of whatever is flowing through me and touch hundreds and thousands and millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
Why you're going to be successful.
I think I do. I tell my mentees the same thing, though. I think we have to make it about, I think if you can see it in that way and think about other people, you know, it kind of helps, like, take the pressure off yourself And I think we put so much pressure on yourself. And I'm just like, well, if it's not really about me, then it's not as much pressure.
That is so true, because it's truly not about us, literally. Oh! I love that. My visibility challenge that I ran, one whole day was dedicated. It was titled, "It's Not About You."
Yeah.
I just love this conversation so much. So many people, there's going to be at least one human who listens to this. I know this for a fact, who's going to be emboldened and whose life is going to be changed because of something you say today. I know that.
Thank you.
It's the truth. So, you know, you work with a lot of nurses now who are trying to do, they want to give birth to their own joy, to something that they're really passionate about. What do you notice? Are there any themes that come up? What are the issues, the things that they struggle with, or just overall themes that don't necessarily relate to struggle?
I think one of the biggest things that I've seen is that, you know, we do have to take care of ourselves first. And so often people tell me they want to do all the things, they have all these ideas, but they just feel unclear. And the foundation of my program, actually, like the first month, everyone's like, oh, we want to take action and we want to do all these things. But I'm like, what is the common denominator that goes with you to every job, every relationship, every interaction? It's you, right? So if we don't fix what's going on inside first, you're just going to repeat the same thing. So, and this is what happened in my own life. You know, when I first started and I hired my first mentor and I was so, like, I look back now and laugh, right? Like, it was like $200 a month and I was like freaking out. Oh my gosh. But it was scary, right? And so she just helped me create the space that I needed and like clarity in my life, just space. Like, so often we want a new idea, or people are like, oh, I want to do all these things. But do you have room to even get an idea, to hear what message is trying to be sent to you? And the second that I created space and actually got like made room for an idea, then they'll come. So I think people were just busy, you know, in life in general with all the things, working, relationships, entrepreneurship, but we have to create some space to actually like get a download, to get an idea, to make room to adjust. No matter what.
Jackie, our friend, talks about pressing a reset button. Mm-hmm. She's like, just pause before, because that's an answer for so many different things. So you recently literally laid out your plan in the mentorship, in your program. You laid it out. You said, this is what you do first, this is what you do second. Yep. Would you walk us through that here? You touched upon it right now, but I'm like, let's go all in. Tell the people.
Yeah. Yep. So the first module is all about taking back control of your day. And it is my belief that if you can't control your day, you can't control your weeks, your months, your years, and ultimately where you're going. So you've got to feel in control in the day to day. And no matter your profession or where you're at, that's your first step. If you feel out of control right now, you've got to think about little things. You can start taking back power in the day to day. After you start feeling better, and like I said, we spend about a month there, then you can take action. All my people, they're like, oh, we want to switch jobs, we want to do this. I'm like, nope, no one's doing anything until you feel better. Once you can powerfully choose and you're coming from a place of choice and not lack and like desperation, then we take action. So the second part is taking action, because of what I mentioned earlier, action breeds clarity and confidence. So even if it ends up going south, you still have so much clarity because you know. So action is always going to give you an answer. Then the third module is the landing. My motto is leap, land, live. And this is the part where we audit. So often, and this is something I used to be terrible about, we don't audit. Like, what is working? How do I even feel? What would make me feel better? What's holding me back? Like, what's worked for me in the past? And we don't actually evaluate. Like, I'm even talking really basic, like rating stuff on a scale of 1 to 10 and noticing patterns. Like, this doesn't even have to be complicated, but just actually auditing yourself. And then module 4 is the living, and that's how do you make this sustainable long term, because you can do anything for a short period of time, but like I'm in it for the long haul. So I want to make sure that this is something that's sustainable in a way, which is why we audit. But how can you really make, you know, the living sustainable? For me, a huge piece is community and having my tribe and surrounding myself with the right people, doing things that bring me joy, but it has to be sustainable. So that's kind of the flow.
I love that. And I think that is, you know, I think you said, here it is, go do it. But yeah. Most people don't. And that's why the I think there's something to be said about power of mentorship. Very often it creates space for unlocking some of those things, forcing us to actually look at them.
Yep.
And then I always say, you know, I've done so many things for free. And like when people pay, you know, for a mentor or coaching, boy, is there fire under their feet to get it done. What a great motivation. By the way, your skin is absolutely glowing. What, like, is there a secret?
Oh, sorry. I missed that.
What? I said your skin is just completely glowing. Is there like, do you do anything special? I'm like, this is a total sign up, but I'm like, how do you, like, your skin even through the computer?
No. Just drink water. I haven't drank alcohol though in like 10 months. So maybe that's why.
Oh, would you tell us the reason behind it? I'm pretty sure there is a very powerful reason.
Yeah. I just like, I don't know, in my own personal growth journey, I just was like really wanting to just be really in tune with myself and my emotions and just like seeing who I was apart from like always having to have a drink. I didn't have a problem at all. Like I would go spurts, like I'd go a month and not have any alcohol, but I just was like, you know what? Like, I don't need it. Like, I just want to be so crystal clear and like feel all the things. And it's just been a wild year. So I was like, I'm just going to give up alcohol. I was also having from previously working nights, having like some weird hormone issues from like a really weird schedule. And so I wanted to try to like heal them naturally and have fixed my hormones. So yeah.
I love that. Oh my goodness. Just absolutely love it. Kat, do you have to go all in on an idea or a business to make it work? Or, you know, this is for all the side hustlers who are like, you know, halfway there. What are your thoughts on that?
I think you have to go all in on yourself. I don't think you have to necessarily go all in and all in the sense that you have to like quit your other job or that you can't ever have fun. I think you have to go all in on belief and all in on yourself and be committed. But I think that looks different for every single person. And like I had a 6-figure business and I still would give flu shots just because I liked it and it brought me joy. And I liked being in the community, but that didn't mean I wasn't all in. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. So everyone has to kind of, you know, really figure out for themselves what that is. But you touch upon something very interesting, and that's the power of personal development and working on yourself. Very often I feel like if I go through a spurt, like a growth spurt within, you know, personally, it's always the thing before a business growth.
Mm-hmm. For sure. 100%. 1,000%.
Right? But we don't really talk about that very often. I feel like for me, if I had to choose between the two, it would always be the personal growth because, you know, I'm noticing that people can do or try all the tactics and a lot of the things that we're sharing here, but if the belief is lacking,
yeah, or
if there's fear, it's just not going to work.
And I would honestly argue that belief and confidence and speaks actually more than tactics. And like, I haven't done any paid ads for my programs. My shop was like, we're doing like 12 up to 15,000 a month. And I'm not doing paid ads. And that's wild, right? Like just for a random online shop to be, but it's because like the community and the belief and what I'm doing, it's anybody can do a paid ad. And there's, I will do paid ads and I've done them. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think belief in that growth like trumps any of that.
Oh, powerful. This is one of those again that I'm going to have to cut out and share. So will you ever quit nursing or is this just like you love it so much and you'll always stay in there?
Yeah, I'm in the process. I'm going to have to choose. I'm actually like having some growing pains right now as I take on some like really big clients and I have to kind of separate myself. It's hard though, because it's scary, but also it's just growth. So, but it's time. I mean, it's just like, if I were to get into education or, you know, anything. It's just, it's time, but it's been a process.
You're working through it. Yeah. I can tell. Well, what do you want your legacy to be? I'm curious.
I want my legacy to be that I believe that I have, you know, with really authentic vulnerability, given nurses permission to say that they're not okay and that we need help too. And that's what I want it to be normal for nurses to say, you know what, I need help too. I need support too. Because if you can express yourself and be vulnerable, and that is becoming so much more accepted, like even since I've started this, it's wild. You can't go wrong, because we'll just all help, be able to help each other. So I just hope that, you know, we take care of ourselves as human beings first. And I hope that they write about this in nursing textbooks, like when they're going to nursing school and they're like, you're a human being first before you're a nurse, before you're anything else. And if you can take care of yourself as a human being first, you will be successful.
I love that. You know, one of the things that Brendan Kane always says, you know, if the, you know, one of the biggest magazines is going to do a feature on you, what would the title be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm asking you.
Yeah, you're a human being first, a nurse second.
I love that. Okay, love, love, love. So what are you working on right now? What's next for you? Where can people find you? Where can they interact with you? I absolutely love following you on Instagram, but do you have a better place they can contact you?
No, that's great. So my Instagram is 9liveshealth, and my name is Kat, obviously, and cats don't have 9 lives. But they always leap and they're super agile. So that's kind of how the myth of 9 lives came about, because they always land, you know? So my motto is leap, land, live, leap, take a chance on yourself, land confidently on your own 2 feet, live a life by your own design. And that's what I hope that I always empower people to do, is to be on their own path and live by their own design, because you can make your own rules.
I love that. So what are you working on right now? What's the next big thing for you?
Yeah. Working on, I'm just finished filling my fall mentorship program. So I'll, you know, that's already underway. And then I'm releasing something for people that aren't quite ready for mentorship. They're kind of just dabbling in personal development. They're like, what's this growth thing all about? And that's going to be all about just free to be yourself, finding your happy place and really finding that joy within yourself. So I'll be releasing that. Will be an online course with interaction with me this fall. And then we always have the shop. So any nurses, if you just go to nursesinspirednurses.com, we have all of our community events, shop, everything.
Okay. So you can get your nurse gear. So for all the nurses and non-nurses, and if you have a nurse, great gift for a nurse, yes, you should go and visit nursesinspirednurses.com. And then we're going to also tag your website and your IG account anywhere where this can be found. I love that. So I have some really quick questions for you. Are you up for it?
I'm up for it.
I'm going to go into your psyche.
Uh-oh.
What's the best book you've ever read?
The Untethered Soul.
Oh, I love that one. Michael Singer.
Yep.
Okay. Life is?
Beautiful.
Having faith means?
Oh, that, being scared and doing it anyways.
Oh, yeah, baby. That's such a great prescription, isn't it? My current struggle is?
Growth, like just being stretched. I'm being really stretched. Growth. Good problems to have. But
I saw you talking about that on your stories today. Yeah. I love it. Best advice I was ever given. Amen. Lady Gaga says it all. Say, be you, everyone else, right? Just be yourself. I love you so much. This was absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
Any parting words for anyone who wants to leap and take life by its horns? Any things that I haven't asked or anything that I haven't mentioned?
The last thing I would just say is that if you are listening to this, and you know you want to leap, like you already know what you need to do. We all know, right? Like we literally all know what we need to do. It's just a matter of doing it. So don't look at what anybody else is saying. Just, you already know. It's inside. So just do that thing.
Just do it. I love you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I wish the world for you. I'm just so excited for you. And it's beautiful to watch you and the way you impact people truthfully, authentically, is just so invigorating, and I can't wait to see you on Ellen.
Yes, one day.
You better believe it. Thank you so much, beautiful, and I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Well, there you have it, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. It means the world. Please share with anyone that might find this useful, and go ahead to all iTunes stations and please give us a 5-star rating. So much love for you all. Please, please, please know that everything can be different. You're worthy. You're good enough. And let's up level together.